You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
All right, welcome everybody. It's Terry.
And Sherry.
And it is 30 Years of Nonsense.
It sure is.
Yeah, so today is, or this week is graduation convocation week at Queen's. It's quite a busy place down here.
It is absolutely a crazy place downtown. And we had the pleasure today of watching our son walk across the stage. It was a long time coming because he did two other programs prior to his final degree at Queen's. And he happily says today he will never set foot in another classroom.
Yeah.
He's done with school.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but it was a really cool ceremony. The whole thing was really well done. I really liked how organized it was. It really was.
They pushed like 300 kids through there, and they all got their moment on the stage in under 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Was it 10, 12:30? Yeah, 2.5 hours. It was great.
Like, there was half an hour on both ends almost of pomp and circumstance. And formalities that wasn't even just introduction of the graduates. So they did a very good job.
Yeah, no, it was really, really well done. And yeah, I'm very proud of Karen, obviously, as you are. And his friend Trevor also was there. So as you know, Karen was in a fraternity, and his fraternity mates were there to be there to congratulate him today.
Yeah, it was great. So just to paint the picture for everyone, it was held at the Slush Puppy Place, which we almost think may not have been big enough because we got there not late, but Karen said, you don't have to be an hour early, and we thought we should be. So we got there about 10 to 10, and it was hard to find three seats together, which is what we needed. So it was very busy, and we were sitting thinking about whether or not there's actually a bigger venue in Kingston, and I don't think there is.
I don't think there is either. Well, I mean, they could be outside, obviously, at
Richardson Stadium. Yeah, but the weather is so questionable.
Yeah, it could have been. Imagine it was yesterday or the day before in that heat.
Well, it's either that heat or some kind of crazy Canadian extreme cold, and we're going to get into Canadianisms today. That's our other topic.
Yeah.
But so I don't think there is a better venue that's going to protect us from the weather. But it was a beautiful ceremony. There was, you know, a lot of awards given out, brilliant people, obviously, coming out of this community and that school system. And I'm excited to see where they all go, including ours.
Yeah, and it was interesting because last night I was telling you guys today at lunch, I've been watching convocations on C-SPAN. So I've been watching all these different convocations in the U.S. And it tends to be that it's an athlete or somebody of stature coming back that's alumni to the school. And I really enjoyed that. And today was really good. They also, we got to see this young woman who was a student and a teacher and speak and stuff. So it was really, really nice. I quite enjoyed it.
I'm glad. And then we went to the keg.
Yeah, and we did. We went to the keg.
The keg being open in the afternoon is always a treat because the keg normally isn't open in the afternoon.
No.
So we were delighted that we could get a reservation. So in honor of our son's graduation and just another chapter of our life closing, we are going to play the graduation song, which is probably going to make me cry because it usually does. Yeah. But this is a beautiful song.
And I've done this a bunch of times for high school graduation and grade 8 graduations and all sorts. So this one's by Vitamin C, but I thought I would play this, and I think it's great. Let's play this, and then we'll get into why we love Canada so much.
Perfect.
So we talked all night about the rest of our lives, where we're gonna be when we turn. tomorrow like we think about now? Can we survive it out there? Can we make it somehow? I guess I thought that this would never end, and suddenly it's like we're women and men. Will the past be a shadow that will follow us around? Will these memories fade when I leave this town? I keep thinking that it's not goodbye. I keep on thinking it's our time to fly.
I am CJ the DJ, the host of Grad Chat, your opportunity to find out about graduate research here at Queen's. I hope you can join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Remember, put that in, Grad Chat, at 4 p.m. Tuesdays.
I thought it made sense to throw the Grad Chat promo in right after our graduation song.
Yeah, absolutely.
So check the box. We did a promo.
Yeah.
Which is excellent. So today we would like to talk about all things Canadian, given that Tuesday is Canada Day, and we are very excited about it. A day to have off and hopefully good weather, spend some time with some friends, and to be grateful and celebrate all things Canadian. So I thought it'd be interesting to start today, though, just a little bit about us and our Canada stories. Mine is really boring. I was blessed to be born here. So that worked out well for me.
Yeah.
However, you have a much more interesting story of how you got to Canada. So just in like a minute or two, maybe you can share the short story of how you found yourself in Canada. What happened to wee Terrence when his parents came home and said, guess what? We're moving, guys. And what your first thoughts were when you arrived here.
Well, so we came to Canada on December 11th, 1979.
Okay.
So I know the date because it's my sister's birthday.
Okay.
Or it might have been the 12th. I can't remember. It's one of the two. It doesn't really matter. It's December. And it was cold. It was bitter cold. It was the first time I'd actually ever even seen snow.
Really?
Yeah. Had never seen snow before. I'd heard about it, this wonderful thing, and I'd seen it on TV. But where I grew up, there was no snow. It was crazy. Yeah. So we arrived in Canada. It was really bitter cold. I got a jacket from my dad, which I still have. I may have talked about this before. It's a Toronto Maple Leafs jacket, and I still have it. It's like a satiny jacket.
I can picture it from the 70s, yes.
Yeah. So I have this satiny 70s Toronto Maple Leafs kind of, and I don't know why I have it. My dad gave it to me then, but it's like a light, it's not even a winter coat.
Okay.
We didn't have winter coats. We didn't have anything because they didn't sell that kind of stuff
in
Ireland.
Well, you didn't get the kind of winters that we get here.
Ever. Like it's, you know, cold in Ireland, or cold in Ireland is like wet and 11 degrees. Warm in Ireland is like wet and 12 degrees.
Right. And you keep trying to convince me to go there. I like anywhere that's above 25 on a consistent basis.
Yeah. And so it's kind of just this moderate climate of all the time, and it just always feels damp in my brain. That's how I remember it.
Right.
But yeah, no, I remember just getting here and I remember everything being so big and, you know, the highway, the first time we got on a highway and it was four lanes.
Well, it would have been the 401 if you got out from the airport.
Yeah.
Well, that's a massive highway.
Yeah. So us going there, like, and to our house and just subdivisions everywhere and everything just seems so massive. And it was just, it was really incredible. I mean,
do you remember what you were thinking before you left and what you were thinking when your parents said you were coming?
Well, it was all different, right? Like we were, it was during the Troubles in Ireland. So it was like, we didn't really, my dad didn't give us a choice, obviously. He was just like, hey, listen, my company's got an office in South Africa, Australia, and Canada. South Africa was off the table because of apartheid and his business partner had already gone there and it wasn't good for them. So my parents basically flipped a coin, literally flipped a coin, Canada, Australia, and we ended up in Canada.
Well, I'm very happy that you did because
yeah,
I wasn't in Australia.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, it was great. I mean, I remember playing in the snow, being a kid and just being infatuated. And I still,
okay. You're still infatuated with the snow. It's a Terry Quirk ism,
yeah.
That every time it snows, you stand in the front window and say, look at that snow. And I say, I've been looking at that snow for 50 plus years. I never want to look at snow again. And I can't wait till we're snowbirds.
Yeah, but I've been looking at it for 40 plus years now.
You
and
should
I
be
still,
tired of it.
I'm not. I don't know why, but it's, I mean, it's just something that it just really is. I find it beautiful. I don't know what other way to describe it. It's beautiful. I love the first snowfall and I hate when it's gone.
Okay. Well,
so, but I got to tell you, I love being Canadian. Being in Canada is great. The opportunities, just everything about it is
wonderful.
Well,
the life
thing
that your parents built for you guys is phenomenal. And you and your sister wouldn't have the same opportunities had you stayed in Ireland. So they made a great choice.
Yeah.
And they've built a beautiful life for themselves.
Yeah.
And so now six grandchildren. Sorry, I'm going to make you cry now.
Six.
But yeah, they have six grandchildren.
Oh my gosh, they do. It's crazy.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it was a beautiful adventure, and now you guys have put new roots here, and some of the rest of your family has also come. You have
sure.
two sets of aunts and uncles here, and then the rest is back in Ireland.
Well, we've got some in England, some in, we did have some in Mauritius, some in Bahrain, kind of all across the world, and to be honest, like, in my mom, that's on my mom's side, and then on my dad's side, they're in Boston. We have some in the bayou in New Orleans, like, just outside New Orleans, like we've talked about before, so not on the radio, but we have family kind of just smattered across the world. It's
yeah,
kind of neat. It's yeah, it really is interesting. And I mean, so yeah, I love it. I love everything about it, and I love the fact that we have a Canada Day, and you know, it's wonderful. I mean, I love celebrating this country, and I, you know, the freedoms we have.
Oh, absolutely, and particularly right now, we won't go too far down that rabbit hole. But I'm very grateful to be Canadian. We're
yeah.
in a nice, moderately neutral pocket of the world where we're just minding our own business and trying to be nice to each other and polite. So that's a good place
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, I love the politeness. So there's something I will tell you. When we traveled back to Ireland for the first time, I remember I was probably about 11 or 12. So we'd only been in Canada a few years. And I remember my dad and mom going out and buying us roots. Might have been roots. Anyway, it all had Canadian flags on it.
Either that or like the Bay stuff.
It was maybe
like
it was
Bay
the Bay,
Olympic
but
stuff yeah. or something
but
like that.
But everything had to have a Canadian flag on it. And my sister and I were like, "Why? What's with the Canada thing?" And he says, "You don't want to be confused." And I know it sounds terrible with being American, but everybody loves Canada,
right?
And
well, we're also talking about the 80s, probably. So
it was
yeah,
the
80s. You did want to say, I'm from Canada.
Yeah, and it was really interesting.
That,
yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And it was, and then it's not until you become an adult and you realize, like, everybody does love Canadians. We are a friendly group
nice.
Of people.
Polite people.
We are, even after a car accident, we're polite.
Speaking of, you recently yeah, had one of those.
I was recently in a car accident.
And everybody was lovely
everybody
about
was
it.
Everybody was lovely about it. I was like, it's only a car lady, let's move on. So
right.
yeah, no, it's wild. So yeah,
I'm glad your parents picked
yeah.
Canada.
And what about you? What are your fond childhood Canadian memories?
I remember that we had snowbanks taller than my head. So I think global warming has taken care of some of that.
Yes.
But for sure, I mean, I was probably a 3-foot child, but for sure the snowbanks were taller than my head. And that was fun. I never really liked to be outside or be in the cold, but I did enjoy tobogganing. That was often fun as well. And for a while we did some skiing. And I remember, not necessarily childhood, but remember when we first got married, we had a family pass at Snow Valley.
Yep.
And we would take the kids skiing just on a random Tuesday night and be up on the ski lift at 7 o'clock at night and singing songs and enjoying the beautiful views and having a nice slide down the hills. And then we always went to Eastside Mario's on the way home. The one in Barrie, because we lived up in Barrie. So we were at Snow Valley and the Eastside Mario's in Barrie. So yeah, that's a good, happy memory.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah. Well, let's play this next song because we've been talking for a bit. So we're going to play All Canadian today, obviously. We'll start off with a little Great Big Sea. So I picked the songs today. And I picked bands and artists that I really, really admire.
That mean Canada to you?
That mean Canada to me. And this band is probably my favorite Canadian band of all time. Maybe not. Spirit of the West is, but we're going to do a little Great Big Sea. It's tough. They're both close together. So here we go.
Wake up without a care. Your head's not heavy. Your conscience clear. Sins are all forgiven here. Yours and mine. Fear is gone without a trace. It's the perfect time in the perfect place. Nothing or nothing sore. No one suffers anymore. The doctor found a simple cure just in time. She walks right in, she don't even knock. It's the girl you lost to the high school jock. She shuts the door, turns the lock, and she takes your hand. She said she always felt a fool for picking the captain over you. She wonders if you miss her, says she always told her sister now that you're the best damn kisser that she's ever had. And you find yourself in just the spot in a place where everybody's got a song to sing. Feel like the final movie scene. The prince will find his perfect queen. The hero always saves the world. The villains get what they deserve. The poor will always get the girl. And I am king.
What do you think of that one?
I like it.
Very yeah, I love it too.
And peppy, and not one of the ones you always hear all the time from Great Big Sea. So I kind of forgot about that song, and I like to be reminded.
Yeah, I didn't pick all of the most popular tracks from the first few bands. I mean, yeah, I don't think I did.
No,
so.
Well, honestly, I think we're getting, not that it's a problem, but I worry sometimes that we're getting repetitive because we're actually coming up on our 1-year anniversary of
we
doing
are
this show.
2 weeks.
And I was thinking, wow, we talk a lot about Blue Rodeo and Great Big Sea and our first dance and things like that, so we need some more material.
I don't know about that, but we'll just play some different tracks, obviously. I mean, it's funny. Our friend Thomas sent me a message this morning. I got it this morning. I think he sent it middle of the night, and it said, "Hey, man, I don't know if you know this band, but Martha and the Muffins, I'm listening to their album right now. It's fantastic."
Oh.
And I'm like, you mean the band from the 1980s from Toronto and the Beaches? Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with them. I'm pretty familiar with Martha and the Muffins and Echo Beach, and one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, we talked about that one on a prior show as well. So, we actually have to go back and think about what happened this year that would be kind of new material. So
well, I don't even think it's that. I mean, I want to talk about, in Terry and Sherry fashion, let's talk about the music festivals of our childhood. And I keep
saying it like I went to music festivals.
Well, I went to music festivals.
So you want to talk?
Let me talk about my music festivals of my childhood.
I didn't go to music festivals.
Did you go to Ontario Place?
Yeah.
Okay, so Ontario Place is being revamped. Right now, there's a huge spa being put in. There's a 5-story above ground parking lot and a berm and all sorts of stuff. Are you talking about your mom?
No, I've also heard about the science center between everybody talking about that.
Because I know your mom has been talking about it as well. But honestly, I've been hearing a whole bunch about it on the radio in Toronto. I've been to Toronto 3 days in a row this week. But they're just talking about it. And I remember Ontario Place. I remember their water slide. I don't know if you... Do you remember going down their water slide?
Yeah.
And it was like concrete with... they didn't figure out how to do the lines in the... connections.
Okay.
And when you would go over the connection on the concrete, it hurt. It felt like you were going up, like instead of down.
Yeah.
Like it was just.
What I remember was those big, almost like hanging punching bags.
Oh, that you would run through and whack each other?
And whack each other and make your way through there.
Yeah.
I remember. And I think some of them had water squirting up.
Yeah. My mom got hit by one and got knocked on her butt. It was funny.
Your mom lost Sarah Marie's bathing suit there. I remember she took the kids. She took Katrina and Sarah Marie there, and she lost Sarah Marie's bathing suit.
Wow.
Fortunately, it was after Sarah Marie had finished wearing it.
But I loved Ontario Place as a kid. I thought it was so much fun, and just going to the band shell. And
it was until you went that and Center Island. So in my mind's eye, Center Island was like the most magical, great place in the world. And then we went back like 25 years later, and I was like, wow, this place sucks.
So,
and I don't know if it's perspective of being a kid.
Sure it is.
Or maybe it got worse. But I think it was just perspective. It was crazy and magical and amazing when you're 3 or 5 or however old I was. Go back at 30 and you're like, wow, this place is lame.
So I went to Center Island once.
Okay, with me, because you went with me once.
So twice.
Okay.
And it was terrible.
Okay, well, it was.
Yeah,
I just didn't realize it when I was a child.
Yeah, but no, I only went once with my parents, and then we went back with our kids.
Okay.
And I didn't like it. I didn't like it one bit. I mean,
do not like it with a coat.
Whatever it was on a boat, on a moat, whatever. I just didn't like it. And yeah, just, it didn't.
There was the creepy train.
Yeah.
And then the water flume.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all. Not at all.
Oh, I want to know what happened to you there.
Nothing happened, but there was no rides. There was just nothing.
It was a lot of park.
It was a lot of walking, to be honest, and seagulls everywhere.
That's true.
And Canadian geese.
Yeah.
And they attacked you and took your food.
Oh,
That's why I didn't like it at all. No, I remember like being chased by a Canadian seagull or whatever they are called. Seagull or Canadian goose or whatever, and it stole my food out of my literally out of my hand as a kid.
Yeah, you don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
All right, that's not what we plan to talk about in this little session. However, we should play another song because we've been talking a lot.
We can talk about that. This guy's going on tour again, which is crazy after, I think it's a 40-year reunion tour
for him.
And again, we're playing a little Bryan Adams here, but it's not his most popular stuff. But in my opinion, this is one of my favorite songs from Bryan Adams. And I hope you guys enjoy it too. I'm kind of feeling a little nostalgic here with the whole Canada Day stuff.
Sad today.
Yeah.
Took it off the ground. Every time a bell rings, someone in Ontario is visiting a food bank. It's non-stop. But through Feed Ontario, a network of more than 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, you can help anyone who needs food find food. Every dollar you donate to Feed Ontario can provide 2 meals for someone who's hungry. To learn how and how you can help, go to feedontariotogether.ca. And let's make these bells stop ringing.
I find it crazy that we're literally 30 minutes in. We picked a bunch of music and we're still always too much.
We talk too much.
We don't talk too much. We don't talk enough.
We talk plenty. We have a lot to say.
Yeah, so what?
Go ahead.
What do you want to say?
I was going to put us on the topic we tried to do in the last.
Okay, put us on the topic.
Okay, so we just recently spent some time with some friends from the U.S., and we were going to talk about the interesting things that they think about us as Canadians. A couple of them are pretty funny. So do you want to start or do you want me to go?
Yeah, no, you can start because your segue into this is great.
Okay. One of the funny things that they are fascinated with is what we do to French fries. And how it started was we were in Miami probably with some friends of ours, and I asked for vinegar. And they said, what? And I said, vinegar? I'd like to have vinegar on my French fries. And they said, you mean the stuff we clean the floors with? Why would you put that on your food?
Yeah, it was so hilarious.
And I was like, you've never had vinegar on your fries? And particularly malt vinegar is pretty spectacular, which they said, no, they do not put vinegar on French fries. They clean their floors with vinegar, which makes sense as well. And then that spun us into, well, have you ever had poutine? And they're like, what is poutine? And we're like, oh my God. Okay, so you're going to put gravy on your French fries, and then you're going to put cheese curds in it. And our buddy who's with us, who's very blunt and straightforward, said, why? And we said, because it's fantastic. Try it. But then Well, you could also put chili on there. You could put chili cheese fries. You can put pulled pork on there. You can put bacon on there. You can put literally, what do they do? One with like a veggie special that's like cheese and onions and chives and sour cream. All the fascinating things you can do to French fries. And our friends literally sat there and stared at us for like 15 minutes.
The guy thought we were lying.
And he's like, what is wrong with you? Yeah. He's like, what is wrong with Canadians and their obsession with French fries?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, so I said, well, what do you do with your fries? And he goes, ketchup, salt, maybe if I'm feeling a little crazy, we'll do some mayo. I'll dip it in mayo.
Oh, you know what else is fantastic?
I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
Ice cream.
Okay, a smooth frosty from Wendy's.
Yeah, it has to be a Wendy's frosty.
Hot, salty French fry from Wendy's.
But it has to be McDonald's fries in a frosty.
That's very fancy. You would make that. You'd actually go to both drive-thrus to get that.
I do go to both drive-thrus.
I know you would go to both drive-thrus to do that. So our friends in the U.S. are fascinated by everything we do to French fries. You and I were somewhere in the U.S. one time at like a chain, so maybe a KFC or a Burger King or something, and we said through the drive-thru window, poutine, and the guy in the window said, well, I have no idea what you're talking about, lady. So we pulled up and we described it to him, and he's like, I don't know what that is, but I'm going to make it.
Yeah,
so let's try it.
I know where it was, too.
It was somewhere south.
Yeah, it was very south. So,
yes.
But yeah, I think it was an In-N-Out burger or something.
Probably.
Yeah, but
They're also fascinated by the number of ways that Canadians can curse.
Yes.
And particularly Terry Canadian.
Yeah, well, so well, did we talk about this last week about watching the video?
Which video?
Our my 50th birthday video.
I don't think so, no.
So we recently watched my 50th. So Sherry.
For Father's Day.
For Father's Day. we watched my 50th birthday video over again, and it was 50 minutes.
Yeah,
it was a really
so
nice dedication.
What happened was he turned 50 in 2020, and we obviously weren't able to have a party. So the kids and I got together and got all of our friends and family to make video clips wishing Terry happy birthday, and they kind of had we had a virtual watching party of an hour and change of people telling Terry how amazing he is. It was terrible.
It was fantastic. I gotta be honest.
What was the theme?
The theme was how many times or how I can use the F word in a sentence.
Yeah, it's really good. And our friends from the U.S. are very fascinated by it. But I would say that you double down on it because not only are Canadians cursy, so are Irish people. So you have a double dose of both.
Yeah.
You're definitely cursy pants.
I am. Terry sweary pants.
Many of our friends said that in the video.
Oh, absolutely.
We love you, Terry. You have a dirty mouth. You swear a lot.
I do. And I don't swear like to
you
be mean.
You can turn it on and off.
I don't, but I also don't do it in a mean way. It's just how I...
It's just what you like...
How I describe things.
How you describe the potatoes when you want them passed to you or just, you know, whatever, when you're driving or whatnot. But I think that's pretty funny, actually. And it is one of your characteristics people will remember you for. And I don't know if that's when you want to be remembered for.
My tombstone could say I'm effing dead.
I am putting that on your tombstone. It is going to say, well, he effing died.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's, I mean, being Canadian, it's really interesting. And it's funny because, I was DJing a wedding, and one of the guests came up to me and he said, man, whereabouts in the south of the States are you from? And I said, I'm not American. I'm actually Irish. And he goes, no, you've got an American accent. And I'm like, I do not.
You have something in there.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what the lilt is or whatever. He kept saying it's because you say about.
I don't hear that we say that incorrectly, but apparently we do.
Yeah, but he was saying, I don't even say it the Canadian way.
Well, I don't think I do. They say we say a boot, and I don't think I say a boot.
Yeah, I don't know. It must be the Irish combo in me that kicks it off or whatever, but I don't think I sound American at all. If I do, I'm sorry. Sorry. It doesn't matter.
I love a good American accent, especially, I guess, deep South American accent. Yeah. That's awesome, like Texas or something. My other funny thing is we always love the stories when people will say, like, you know, oh, we're from Ontario, and they'll say, oh, we have a buddy named Steve who lives in BC. Do you know him?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I always go, yeah.
Yeah,
I know him. I go, yeah, Steve. That's Steve? Oh, man, that's fantastic.
Because, you know, BC and Ontario are right beside each other, and there's only one Steve.
Yeah, yeah. It's right next door to Kingston is BC, and I'll let him know you said hi.
Right.
No, it's the silliest things. Or when you say to them, I live in Canada, and they go, where's Canada? And you go, so if you drive out of Syracuse and just go north over the border, that's Canada. And they go, oh, yeah, yeah, I know that.
But we had a friend who used to call it America's hat.
It is America's hat. So do you want to talk about, let's kick this over. Before we kick into this next song, I mean, it's funny because this weekend passed, I did a fantastic wedding out in Long Sioux. It was great. Beautiful people. They thrifted the most unique furniture I've ever seen for a wedding. So they got old antique chairs and coffee tables and love seats, and they put them all out with all these different candles and stuff. And that was their kind of out on the parquet kind of bench area.
The lounge area.
But they had some umbrellas up and stuff, and it was really, really cool. When I first got there, I went, am I in the right venue? Like, it didn't make any sense. And then when you got to see how the bride had done everything else, it was really cool. She also thrifted 100 chairs from a funeral home in the middle of the winter. And her parents talk about this story about they had to go and rent a van to go to in a snowstorm to pick up chairs from a funeral home that was doing an auction or whatever. And she just had the most unique and eclectic stuff, and it was great. The whole wedding was fantastic. It was inside, it was called LVB, Lost Villages Brewery, and it was like a microbrewery, much like they were here in Kingston. But this one had two big garage doors that opened out to the air, and they had all this furniture out on the patio, and we had a really cool dance floor. I haven't uploaded them yet, but I will to Stage One and 30 Years Nonsense. I'll upload some of the videos and the pictures from the wedding itself. The light show I thought was spectacular.
It looked good.
And the music was great. They had a great time. They danced. Literally, they danced so much that when the buses showed up, they had to come two more times because people refused to get off the dance floor, which is a good thing for me.
Must have been a good DJ.
He was a good guy.
He was good.
But it was a really good night. But anyway, they had some really unique playlists, and this made me think of it. So I'm going to play a little Joni Mitchell.
Okay.
Joni Mitchell is a comedian, as you know. She was born in Alberta. She actually carries both Canadian and U.S. citizenship. But what I forgot to realize is how old Joni Mitchell really is. She's actually 81 years old. She was born November 7th, 1943. So she's had a great life. And
she's still rocking out?
I don't think so. She's maybe rocking in a rocking chair. But I love this song. And this song... I remember the song fondly by her and by the Counting Crows. So
yeah. Okay.
Let's play a little Joni Mitchell here.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, bah, 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 bah. Ooh, bah, 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 bah.
They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on the apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, bah, 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 bah. Ooh, bah, 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 bah.
Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, bah, 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 bah.
I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, bah, 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 bah.
They paved paradise,
in lot. The people does put up a parking lot.
You know what's crazy is that song is 1 year older than I am.
Really?
Yeah, that song and Woodstock, both 1970.
Well, I was going to say, so it's 34, because are you 33 in your brain?
Absolutely. I'm 25. I literally was walking through the house yesterday, and I was wearing my Vans, a Jeep t-shirt, and some khaki shorts, and I literally couldn't see myself. So just as I'm visualing, I'm walking, I'm like, who all lives in this house with me? I'm like 25 years old.
I time traveled.
I really am a time traveling wizard.
You really are.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Matt proved it once.
Yeah. So let's talk about our weekend, because our weekend is chaos.
That's normal, yes.
Yeah, so tomorrow night we got Loaf and Ale. It's just so you know, guys, tomorrow night's the last night that we're going to be doing a full show for the summer. So tomorrow night we're going to go from 7 to 11. Starting next Friday, we're going to go from 7:30 to 10. So we're only going to be doing three rounds starting next week. This week we'll do our four rounds. We're going to do under 10, so really fun, quick songs intro.
You only need one note and you know the song.
So we're going to be doing that as a round. Canadian male artists, Canadian female artists, and I can't remember the fourth one. It's been so long since I did it. So there's four
surprise
rounds. It's a surprise round for me as well. Unless somebody who's listening knows and remembers, or Tenzio, if you're listening, send me what my fourth round is and I'll tell everybody. But I just can't remember. So that's Friday night. It's going to be fun. It's it's going to be great. And then, like I said,
reduce hours a little bit.
And then we're going to reduce hours for the summer. I know people are away and that kind of stuff, but please come out and support the Loaf and Ale. I mean, they're supporting first offenders. first responders, police, fire, military. If you are any of those, show your ID or show a badge or whatever, business card, and you'll get 10% off your meal. They've got a new chef, and this guy is really killer.
Good. We had wings last week, actually last Thursday. I think we went after the show. It wasn't even our Friday night food. It was just our Thursday night food. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was really, really good. So that's Friday. And then let's talk about Saturday, because Saturday is busy.
Saturday, I'm going to make you run around.
Yeah, we're going to Picton twice.
Yes, we are. Well, we're going to go once.
Yeah.
But we're going to be super efficient and have two open houses in Picton. So from 11 o'clock until 1 o'clock, we will be at 21 Center Street, which is a beautiful old Victorian home that has income potential and rental or mortgage helper space. So you could have a main family living in one part and a secondary family living in another part. And beautiful backyard, private courtyard, lots of fun little
kids
secret things.
Rock climbing wall,
things like that. That's from 11 to 1, and then we're going to pack that all up and kind of move across the street a little bit, and from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, we're going to have another open house at 8 Catherine Street, which is another...
Oh, I like that house,
it's
too.
It's a nice house. It's the one with the sunroom.
Oh, no, I like the little car in the garage.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not buying that.
No, I know, but it was a cool little car.
Yeah. So these people have this great older home as well, and it's got a sunroom, sun addition off to the side, so you could have a business there. I could imagine like a masseuse or a hairdresser or an art studio.
Yeah.
And those people wouldn't even have to come into your main living area. And then it's got beautiful big baseboards and original hardwood floors and a gorgeous stairway. And it has been set up for single floor living if a person needs that for someone who's aging. So there's a bedroom on the main floor with the laundry as well.
I forgot that there was an upstairs. Yeah. I really enjoyed the downstairs.
I know you
did. It was great.
It's a nice house, but we're going to go there. So we're going to be there from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. So I know it's been crazy hot, but if you're going to Sandbanks this weekend, and if you love it out that way, then stop in Picton because you might want to live there.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there.
Place.
And then Saturday night, we're going to help our buddy move.
Well, I also have a showing.
Well, you have a showing.
You're going to go help somebody move. I'm going to go show a different house.
And then we're going to all come back to our house, have some food and a swim.
Oh, I didn't hear about
that.
Pool's
open. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, you've invited all the movie people?
I did. I invited everybody back to our house.
That's okay. I like the pool when it's used. That's
absolutely
good.
So we're going to do that. And then Sunday, we've got friends going up to the trailer. So we're going to go wakeboarding.
Help us get it open up.
Get things up. Get going. Have a great weekend.
Build your Father's Day present.
I am going to build my Father's Day present.
Yeah, he's getting a black stone for Father's Day.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
And he's going to put that together and get your friends to help you move things around and clean things up. And the ladies and I will have some cocktails and wait to for you to take us out on the boat.
Absolutely.
That's what I like to do.
Yeah, for sure.
So and then, that's our weekend in a nutshell.
Yeah, and then it's Monday, which is crazy because I'm going to Toronto. And then Tuesday's Canada Day.
It is Canada Day. We're going to try and go back to the trailer if the weather's good. And have a bit of a quiet day. I think I might sleep most of it in the sun.
So here's the thing. When I think of Canada Day and I think of Canadian venues in Ontario, right. Not even just across the country, just really cool music venues for music. What do you think of?
Kitimbella.
Okay.
Like literally, like people say, like Canadian Muskoka summer music.
Kitimbella.
It's Kitimbella, for
right?
sure.
Mm-hmm. And
was that the right answer?
It was the right answer. it was either that or
Budweiser Stadium.
Budweiser Stadium, but I was thinking back to Canada's Wonderland.
Oh, Kingswood.
And Kingswood Music Theater.
I don't think
Theater.
It's open anymore.
It's not. But that those
but
are.
Kitimbella is.
Kitimbella is still open. Yeah, well, Kieran was there last weekend.
Yeah.
He was. The
doing
band,
a private event.
He was, so here's the thing, guys. We had a band in. We were doing emerging artists, and there's a band called Friends from Work, and we had them on, and we played their music. What's really cool is they've really taken off. It's amazing. They're really, really good. And Kieran, our son, is a videographer, and he was videotaping their concert, their private concert, last weekend at Kitimbella. And then the next day, they went to a recording studio where Glorious Sons recorded their last album. Rush is recorded there. Mm. Triumph is recorded there. And it's just north, up in the North Oshawa kind of Scugog area. And he sent me some photos, and I was like, man, this is like, dude, you're living it.
He's got a good life.
He does have a really good life. But anyway, when I think of summer and I think of music and I think of music venues and it takes me back, I think of Kim Mitchell, Go for a Soda. What about you?
I think apparently I'm going to as well.
You are, because that's how it goes for me and it goes for you. Let's go for a soda.
We'll be right back.
I can hear that song 100 times and it'll always bring me back to Kito Bella.
Yeah, it's great. Do you remember what specific concerts you saw there?
No, I do. Well, actually, hang on.
Well, not while people listen to you think, though.
Yeah, no, we'll talk about we'll it next week. We'll later. Get back on that.
I don't remember. I just remember being there.
Yeah.
And it was very fun.
Yeah.
That was like a beach.
Oh, play the outside music stuff at Wasega, like where the skateboard part, like I remember skateboarding there.
Well, yeah,
that
was when I went with you when you played there, but I'm talking about even before you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I have memories before you, you know that?
Really?
Really.
There was time before Terry?
There was time before Terry. The time before Terry.
Yes.
That should be a whole different show.
That should be a whole different show. No, it's funny. I remember playing at Wasega Beach and the Chin Music Festival, music up in Collingwood as well.
Yeah, and
on
somebody
Canada
put
Day.
Us up in Todd Brooker Lodge.
Todd Brooker Lodge.
It
was
very nice.
Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore. That was CFNY.
Was it?
Okay. Yeah, CFNY put us up for the weekend when we were playing for them. So, and that was a cool weekend with all those weird agave. Remember, it was all those weird bottles of juice, agave.
Nope.
I had cases of it. I was meant to give it all away, and I forgot on one of my shows there. But, yeah, and they had those little water frisbees. It was a good time.
It was a good time to be in your 20s.
It was a good time to be in your
20s. And very shortly thereafter, we got pregnant.
Yeah, like that year. I think you were pregnant that year.
I might have been pregnant, actually, because I was pregnant pretty much always.
Yeah.
I know we've mentioned this, but we met, got engaged, got married, bought a house, got pregnant, all within 2 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
There was not a whole lot of time before kids, so let's put it that way.
No. But yeah, no, that was great. That is good for me on my kind of reminiscing of being Canadian. Is there anything that you can think that really, you know, growing up Canadian? Do you remember the Canada sweaters? I think, did I talk about that? The Canada sweaters, the red and white ones, the hoodies.
Roots or something?
It wasn't. I'm trying to think what it was. No. It might have been the Bay. I'm going to have to go and ask my mom and dad. But
things that are very Canadian to me would always be the snowbirds. And so it's pretty cool now that we have a connection to the snowbirds, because our son-in-law is training
at the snowbirds location,
actually. And he might be a snowbird in the future one day.
Yeah.
So that's pretty neat to have heard that and the CNE, because the snowbirds always close the CNE. And so it was always like, that's a big deal. And now it's crazy to think that I know someone who was a snowboarder, a snowboard instructor, and potentially our future son-in-law will be on that path as well.
So Toronto Indy, do you remember?
Well, yes, because we started dating on Indy Weekend.
We did. And the year before I met you, I actually won tickets to the Toronto Indy. And
the next year you won me.
Yeah, I did. But it was so cool. I got to go down to the Toronto Indy. I won them from City TV, of all places. I don't know how I won them.
You win things.
Yeah, I win things. So anyway, I had this whole package weekend where I got to go down, and it was a 7-Up. I sat on the 7-Up line, and I have hundreds and hundreds of photographs that I'd taken on 35mm, believe it or not, like on an actual camera, and got to walk down on the grid and do all this really cool stuff. And I just remember that being part of it. And then the flyover before it started, and then going, and at that time, I think you could go between Ontario Place and CNE together.
Yeah, there was a bridge.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying that you only paid to go into one or whatever, and this pass, so I could go into either. And then going around when the Jays played there too, right?
Because I remember that at Exhibition Stadium.
Yeah, at Exhibition Stadium.
Those were the good old days.
They were. I mean, the Jays played there. It was a really good time. I had a really lot of fun there.
It was. The 70s and 80s were definitely easier times than now.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we should finish off with a little Shania Twain.
I think so too. She's classically Canadian.
She is beautifully Canadian. And this will finish things off, guys. Have a wonderful Canada Day weekend. Be safe. The water's beautiful. Get in it. Get out. Go around Kingston. It's a great time. There's tons of people here.
Come to my open houses.
Yeah. Go to her open house.
Go to the Loaf and Ale.
Go to the Loaf and Ale. But just be out and enjoy Kingston, because it's going to be a wonderful weekend. All right, guys. Be safe. Enjoy your weekend.
It could be. Seems everybody's bugging me. Like nothing wants to go my way. Yeah, just ain't been my day. Nothing's coming easily. Even my skin is acting weird. I wish that I could grow a beard.
like a